The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local in Big Rapids, Michigan. It's a blustery day out here. We've got clouds are breaking up a little bit. The sun's peeking through. It's a balmy 48 degrees, and we got a tailgate going. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop. And it's always a good day if you're tailgating. And it looks like the rain's going to subside for a while. We've got the Bulldogs ready to take on the Wildcats of Northern Michigan, and it's pure football. It's pure Michigan football. Right now with us, we've got the president, thank you very much, of Ferris State University, President Eisler. Welcome to the show, sir.
It's great to have the Grillin' Guys here in Big Rapids, and thanks for helping make our homecoming even a little more special today.
Oh, it's our pleasure. I tell you what, as you know, Bob and I are both alumni, so it is a true homecoming for us to be able to come back and participate in this and be part of the university's festivities. It's just a real treat.
Well, we're pleased to have you, and I think one of the things that's nice about Ferris is we really do a great traditional job with homecoming. And in an hour or so, we're going to do our homecoming parade downtown. Downtown will be packed, you know, from the beginning to the end of the parade. We're going to have a great football game this afternoon. Northern has a good team. We've got a fine team. We're going to have another hockey game tonight, and we have alumni all over the place, and they're back, and they're ready for homecoming. They're ready for one of your grilled steaks, I think.
Yeah, well, they'll have 1,000 opportunities to do it.
Hey, as long as we've got you here, President Eisler, you know, when
It's just Dave.
Okay, Dave. Thanks. When I was here, I did a little dive off the high board, and I hurt this vertebrae in my back. It's really bothering me right now. Mm-hmm. Is there anything you guys can do about that?
Sure, we'll get you a great steak for lunch.
Yeah, that's great. You know, but one of the things I would like to talk to you about is under your leadership, the way this university has grown. It was 25 years ago when I graduated, and boy, have there been a lot of changes since then. I know all of that hasn't been under your tenure, but in the last several years, you've done some fantastic things. Tell us a little bit about Ferris and how it's growing.
Well, thanks so much, and it's great to have you back, and the campus has changed since you've been here. We have a beautiful campus, but the work that we've done, Ferris is the fastest growing public university in Michigan, and we've grown in a couple ways. We've grown here in Big Rapids, where we have almost 10,000 students. We also partner with community colleges all over the state. We're on 17 community college campuses providing bachelor completion to students who are place bound and can't come to Big Rapids. And then we're online. We have over 900 students who are enrolled in purely online education. But if you remember when you were at Ferris, what we do at Ferris is we take students who want to work hard, who want to learn, and we connect them with a career. We connect them with a job, because when you graduate from Ferris, you're career ready and job ready, because we don't just teach you the theory of how to do something. We teach you how to do it. We apply it so that you're prepared to be successful when you graduate.
I agree with that, because having come through here, I was ready for the employment world and was fortunate enough to get a job right out of college. And, you know, one of the other things is that it was an Ferris alum that gave me my first opportunity. And there's a strong and rich tradition of the alumni taking care of the new students that come out. And I really felt I had an advantage when I was sitting across the table from a Ferris alum that was interviewing me for the first time.
Well, that's great to hear. One of the models that we see a lot with our students is almost everybody at Ferris is going to have one internship experience, maybe some of them two. And quite frequently, that first internship experience is where they find their first position, because they go out, get that real-world experience with an employer, and the employer says, here's a great employee, they hire him. In fact, last night at the hockey game, the young man who was helping us in the box, plastics student, sophomore in the plastics program, he's already been offered a job when he graduates. Nobody offered me a job that way when I was graduating from college.
Yeah, I'm sure he's an extraordinary student, but it speaks to the fact that Ferris is preparing young men and women for the working world. It's just not talking about it. It really happens.
Yeah, and, you know, there's a long tradition of that. And, I mean, what year did this school start around? 46?
1884.
Oh, my gosh, really?
Woodbridge Ferris moved here in 1884, and he wanted to start a school for people who didn't have the opportunity to go to school, and that's what we're about. We provide students the opportunity. We provide them the opportunity for success. It's It's why we're everywhere is offering education, so that students can benefit from what we do.
Well, it took a transition in the 50s, 40s or 50s, didn't it, go from a technical school to a state college? When was that?
We became a state institution in 1951.
51.
And then we became a state college in the 50s, and then we became a public university in the 80s. But we're a university that offers associate degrees, bachelor's degrees, all the way up to our first professional degrees in optometry and pharmacy. And
yep.
We now even have a doctoral degree in community college leadership than we do here at Ferris.
Really?
Well, it's always been a school strong in the trades. I mean, you had a lot of really good, my wife, as I told you, got a court reporting degree here. You always had cool programs like that. You could come in for 2 years if you didn't want to do four and end up going out into the job workforce and making a great living.
Well, we still do a lot of that in the healthcare and in the engineering technology professions. The other thing we do is we look at areas where there's a need, and we think we can be successful. And let me give you a couple of examples of new degrees we do. We do a degree in energy systems management to help people manage what they're doing with their buildings, with professional buildings. We have a program in information security, cybersecurity. We have a degree in electronic animation and game design, really cutting-edge things that students want to major in.
Fantastic. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Grilling Guys. It is Saturday morning. We're live at Ferris State University at their tailgate. The wind's picking up. It's about 30 miles an hour here. We're having problems holding things down, and we have the pleasure and the honor of talking with Dr. David Eisler, the president of the university. So let's get to the real question. I just got my first whiff of steak off the grill. David, what is it that you like to grill?
Oh, we love to grill at our house. In fact, sometimes in the winter, I take the snowblower and clear off the deck so we can get to the grill. But we love to do fish, we love to do salmon, we like to do tuna, love to do a great steak. My wife has this fantastic chicken recipe that we do, where we marinate the chicken overnight, and then we have a special barbecue sauce that we use on it. I love to do pork chops, really thick pork chops. In fact, it's the only really sophisticated brewing thing I do, because I have a thermometer that I put in there that helps me get it to the right temperature, because I always like to get my pork done, and it actually tells a little thing on my belt when it's done.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, Bob had one of those. It's called an eye grill is the one he has, but you put the probe in there. But I think you just touched on something that's very important, is to make sure that your meat gets done to the proper temperature, because the last thing you want to do is serve undercooked meat or overcooked meat, for that matter. Knowing the right temperature, using the equipment to make sure that you obtain that is a great tip. Thank you.
And he's also a good husband, because did you hear him? My wife has a really great recipe. That's smart. You just earned some points there.
Well, thank you. But she does. And I just want to share how excited and pleased that we are to have both of you with us today. Two Ferris alums back helping us just celebrate homecoming with all the alumni are back. And it's just a great day to have you here at Ferris State University.
Well, the pleasure's all ours. Really,
yeah,
thank you.
Pleasure's all
kind.
Ours. So, well, thank you, Dr. Eisler. We appreciate you spending time with us today. I know you got probably a very busy schedule. You're going to be running downtown and hitting the parade. What's the parade all about? Is it a long parade? Is it a short parade? Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, we have floats in the parade. We have some bands in the parade. Actually, what we do is I walk with our group from the Ferris Pride, and what we do is we promote the university, and I walk down and we give out pencils. We give out some candy for the children, but we really just talk with folks, we shake their hands, we thank them for being out and supporting our university today.
Well, thank you. That's President David Eisler of Ferris State University. Thanks so much for joining us. We're going to take a quick break. Randy, what's coming up next?
Well, you know what? We have the Grand Marshal, Bob and Judy Scranton from Brighton. They're very, very strong alumni, and they've actually been bestowed the honor of Grand Marshals of the parade. So they're going to join us next, fill us in a little bit more about that parade, and then we'll bring this train to the station and get out there and start cooking about 1,000 steaks. President Eisler, thank you again for your time. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.